Well, welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Chuck Bentley, who's the CEO of Crown. Chuck, we have a very interesting way to begin the week, and we're talking about a topic that has a tendency to polarize people. Either they're for or against what we're going to talk about today.
Well, some people mistakenly treat credit cards as if they're evil. And in fact, I don't believe credit cards are evil, no more than I believe that a dollar bill is evil. It's just a financial instrument. Now, can you get in trouble with the way you use a credit card? Absolutely, and many, many, many people do, and they can be dangerous in the wrong hands. But the flip side of that is they can be a wonderful opportunity if you steward the use of them well. And my wife and I use a credit card, but we pay off our balance every month. We don't pay an annual fee. We don't pay interest. We don't pay any late charges. We manage it very well and derive benefits from that. Now, our guest today is Curtis Arnold, who is the founder and president of CardRatings.com. And at their site, they do all kinds of research on credit cards. There's information about card reports. They do reports on specific credit cards, credit information, credit calculators. There's an entire forum on their website, lots of articles, and they're basically consumer advocates for good laws on behalf of the consumer who use credit cards, and millions of people do. And the good news is that there are lots of credit card users who handle them very well. In fact, out of the 73% of the population who have a credit card in this country, 30% of those credit card holders carry no monthly balance whatsoever. And then the other 43% who do carry balances, a lot of it is very, very small. In fact, only 14% of all credit card holders carry a balance that equals to 50% or greater of their credit limit. So the problems with credit cards is fairly limited. It's painful, but it's fairly limited. So Curtis is going to shed a lot of light on that topic today.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to Curtis here in just a moment. Also, this week, you are going to be in Chattanooga on a special event.
Well, Howard Dayton and I will appear tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Brainerd United Methodist Church on behalf of WMBW to hold a town hall meeting. And we hope you show up and engage with us and allow us to answer your financial questions in person that will be broadcast live through our partner WMBW.
And for information about that event, you can contact the station directly if you live in the Chattanooga area at 629-8900. While you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley and so pleased to introduce you to Curtis Arnold. Curtis is the founder and president of CardRatings.com. Curtis, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck, so much for having me.
Well, I know that you've been on an interesting journey with your own personal experience with credit cards. Tell us a little bit about what happened to you and how you were led into this field.
You bet. You know, I founded CardRatings.com 10 years ago, very much from personal experience and turmoil. I, like a lot of students, went to college in Arkansas at a university called Wichita Baptist, and I started using credit cards. Didn't know how credit cards operate, didn't understand APRs, etc. But I thought I would use them sparingly and just use them for quote-unquote necessity items. And so that was my game plan. And, you know, I started using a credit card, and then before I knew it, by my sophomore year, I had maxed out that $500 initial limit on a credit card. And so what did I do? Like a lot of students, went and got a second card because, you know, students are typically inundated with these offers. And so long story short, Chuck, by the end of my 4 years at Ouachita, I had gotten, you know, several cards and was barely making minimum payments. And then I went on to graduate school, and the cycle continued. It created what I thought was going to be a temporary debt, ended up being, it took me years to pay off. And I had amassed $40,000 in credit card debt, which I still shake my head at. And I, you know, that first job that I was hoping to make six figures, I ended up being, I was a bank assistant manager making about $25,000 a year. And so reality hit me with like a ton of bricks. And, you know, the stress it caused on me spiritually, socially, felt like a loser. And so as I grappled with that and really came to terms with reality and started to educate myself and scratch my head and think, how did you get here? And, you know, and educate myself about credit cards, I discovered that, hey, interest rates on my cards were high, and that ended up learning about transferring to lower rate cards. And so I started doing some self-help techniques to lower my debt, and ultimately never had to seek an outside third-party agency. And also my parents threw me a life preserver in the form of a house that they let me stay in rent-free. But, you know, the stress was just unbelievable. And that coming out of that, as I paid down that debt, that's when I had the vision of starting an organization, a website, to help consumers and to really share my story and, you know, use some of the techniques on lower rate cards to lower your debt, self-help type techniques.
So, Curtis, you went through a terrible experience, and in that process, you not only attacked the problem by eliminating the debt that you had, you begin to learn how to properly use a credit card.
That is correct. And really, you know, I go to college campuses today. In fact, I go back to my alma mater just about every semester and have for years. And I try to warn students and teach them that, hey, credit can be very useful in our society today. But credit card debt, particularly it's rampant among students, I feel, can be very deadly. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. But it's all about the proper use. And so, and by the way, I wholeheartedly endorse or recommend that every college campus in this country offer a personal finance class. I think it should actually be part of the core curriculum of every university. And that's typically the classes I'll speak at. But it's sad. I'll go into those classes, and there'll be typically an elective class if they even offer it. And usually only, you know, 75, 100 or so students actually enroll in the class out of the whole student population. But I didn't have the benefit of having that personal finance class. So, you know, went to the School of Hard Knocks when it comes to personal finance. But I learned quickly that minimum payments, for example, can kill you if you're just making those minimums. Fortunately, the OCC, Office of Comptroller of Currency, a couple years ago issued some guidance to raise minimum payments on credit cards, and that helped a little bit, but still yet, you get caught up in that, which I was caught up in it for years. Gets to a point, a critical mass, Chuck, where, you know, it's a snowball scenario going downhill, and the snowball gets bigger, it gains more momentum. And that's what I was a victim of.
Well, Curtis, you were led after that experience and all the self-help, as you describe it, of learning about credit cards and the entire industry. You were led to write a book called How You Can Profit from Credit Cards, Using Credit to Improve Your Financial Life and Bottom Line. And that is a very unusual approach, one that certainly got my attention. Tell us a little bit about the book and what's in it.
You bet. Yeah, it's an interesting title. There's nothing else like it out there. And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, first of all. But it represents, in my mind's eye, a paradigm shift for consumers. That's what I hope it will represent. in that we all hear about, you know, credit card debt and the evils of credit, et cetera, and there's merit to that. But in the book, I try to teach consumers that, hey, if you're savvy about using your credit card, there's actually benefit to using a credit card, more than benefit. There's many benefits. And so I help consumers to avoid those pitfalls that we're all so familiar with and actually use credit. And this is, for me, very refreshing, a very refreshing approach to your advantage when it comes to your personal finances. It's just a novel idea, but I know it works because it's worked in my own life. And my wife and I have, you know, we pay off our balance in full every month. We get great rewards, and there's a whole slew of benefits. You know, I just rented a car, and they allowed me to I didn't have to pay for insurance. I put it on my credit card. I can't tell you how many times I've done that and saved in the process hundreds and hundreds of dollars over the years, and that's just one example. There's tons of examples I talk about in the book, but it's all about education and empowering consumers, and cardratings.com, our whole premise is allowing consumers to comparison shop for the best cards, and just educating consumers what to look for in a card, what to avoid, you know, what tricks out there that are the credit card companies throwing your way that you need to be aware of, et cetera.
Well, Curtis, I find your title intriguing. It's also a totally different way to look at the use of a credit card. And when we come back, let's unpack some of the how-tos that are inside your book, how to be wise, how to use plastic to your advantage. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Curtis Arnold, the founder and president of CardRatings.com, and we're talking about how to take advantage of credit cards and the financial opportunity that exists with them if you're wise. And Curtis, I know that 48% of the people who actually carry credit cards do so to accumulate some of the rewards. So tell us a little bit about how you view using a credit card wisely. What are some of those rewards, and how do you earn them?
I tell you, Chuck, I paid untold thousands and thousands of dollars in interest and finance charges when I was in debt. And so now to get, like my wife and I recently did, over $1,000 cash back on one of our credit cards for the prior year spend is phenomenal. I just feel like, hey, finally the credit card companies are paying me back a little bit of what I paid them over the years. And so I'm a big fan of cash back cards. The important caveat here on any rewards card, though, is that you pay your balance in full, A. But I go, as a consumer advocate, above and beyond that. And I say that to make them really work for you, you need to stick strictly to your monthly budget, because these cards can be very addictive for a lot of folks. And so the whole intent of the credit card company is to get you to spend more. And so you don't want to fall into that trap, because end of the day, even if you pay off your balance in full, but you're blowing your monthly budget, you're digging yourself a hole. And that rebate, if it's, you know, $500 or even $1,000, which, by the way we got $1,000 is because we have five kids, big family, and we spend more than the average, you know, family of four. We use it wisely. We stick to our budget. We put as much as we can on that card. And our card, by the way, gives us 5% back on gas, drugstore, and grocery purchases. Cardratings.com, we've got a listing of the best reward cards. But so it's being shrewd and savvy about how you approach the reward card that works most effectively.
Now, Curtis, are there a variety of categories that offer rewards? So you chose the cashback category. I personally like the Advantage Mile category. Are they divided into specific reward opportunities? And does a person need to narrow down their choices in order to accumulate the best rewards?
You know, there are several categories, and on cardratings.com we break them down. And it does help as you're looking for, hey, which card is best for me, to be a little bit familiar with the main categories. And those are, you know, your airline miles. There are points-based programs that typically give you gift certificates or merchandise. One of the hottest new categories is gas rebate cards, and then cash back cards, of course. The reason on airline rewards that I'm not such a big fan is because typically you have to go through quite a few hoops to actually redeem those miles for tickets. The state of the airline industry now is such that they're getting stingier and stingier with frequent flyer miles in general, so the value of frequent flyer miles is diminishing. They're starting to charge more fees when you go to redeem your miles for tickets. So all the restrictions, I'm just not a big fan. I mean, they can work for certain people. If you travel a lot, you have to. If they hit you, a lot of these cards, the airline cards anyway, will hit you with the annual fee, so you've got to charge enough to justify that annual fee. It can work, but I think for most consumers, when you do the apples-to-apples comparison, the cashback cards come out as king, and ultimately they give you a lot more flexibility and are a lot easier to use. My philosophy on reward cards in general is keep it simple. So the easier the program is to understand, that's good. Also, when you go to redeem your points, the easier that is, the better. And ideally, there are a few cards that automatically send you a check in the mail or automatically give you, such as the one I have in my wallet, a credit to my account every year, so I don't have to do anything.
Now, Curtis, do you recommend that people carry one card or multiple cards? And then how do you avoid getting into that trap of running up balances if you're carrying multiple cards?
Yeah, good question. Generally, as a consumer advocate, I'm going to recommend one card at most two. There are scenarios where with reward cards, for example, having a second card, again, you're assuming that you're paying the balance off in full and that you're sticking to your monthly budget. So those are two big assumptions. But if you're doing that, there are scenarios where having a couple cards can actually, you can get more bang for your buck. But for most folks, one card, the less the better. On the flip side, just because you have multiple cards, doesn't mean your credit score is going to suffer. And there's a lot of, you know, conventional thinking out there that, hey, if I have more than one card, it's going to kill my credit score. Well, credit scoring is a complicated topic and really does not make a lot of sense from a, you know, conventional wisdom standpoint. But having multiple cards does not necessarily hurt your score, if that's what you were asking.
Well, Curtis, what else can they expect? What else can the listeners expect if they go to cardratings.com? What other kind of tips do you have for them?
You bet. We're known mostly for rating the best cards, but we've just got a whole plethora of information. It's all free, thousands and thousands of pages. One of my favorite sections of the site is our forum, where you can go and post anything credit-related and typically get some really good advice from other consumers that have been there. It's kind of a support group is what I equate it to. There's over 130,000 such posts on our site. I love the articles that we write. I love the consumer review section, where folks just like any of your listeners can go in and write negative things or positive things about their experience with a given credit card. I think, that is just a wealth of information, a great resource when you're looking at a credit card offer that comes in the mail that you have no clue about whether it's a good offer or not. To hear actual cardholders comment on it, I think, is very beneficial. Those are just a few of the things that you'll find on cardratings.com.
Well, Curtis, it has been great having you today. Thanks for being on Money Life.
Hey, my pleasure, Chuck.
Curtis Arnold of creditratings.com. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to this final segment of this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, it was great to talk to Curtis today, and I think it goes without saying there is a unbelievable amount of information out that can both inform and update people, not only about credit cards, but about their credit scores and about legislation that's going on to help protect them. And Curtis certainly has been at the front end of that.
Well, I like Curtis's story because he very openly admits that he got in trouble using credit cards. And the good news is that he was redeemed out of that. And that should give hope to all of our listeners who are still on that side of the ledger, the painful side. And now here's a person who studied it diligently and became prudent in how he used credit cards. And then he turned it around to his advantage. And that's really the central message of what we wanted people to hear today is you can be restored and you can use credit cards prudently. You know, Proverbs 14 is really the what I call the prudence chapter of the Proverbs. It's mentioned three or four times. 14:8 says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways." 14:15 says, "A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps." And what we're advocating is the prudent use of a credit card. Because let's face it, it's a part of our culture today. And there's good ways to use a credit card, and there are bad ways. And we're advocating the good way. Now, I would say, be sure where you didn't hear us advocating that everybody needs to have a credit card. 25% of our population does not have a credit card. And if you're struggling with one, I suggest you get rid of it, cut it up, and go to a cash basis only. That's a great way to manage your money. But if you've got self-control, if you're willing to pay off the balance every month, and you live on a budget, then this could be a great opportunity for you. Now, let me suggest that you pick up our latest Money Life Basic Series booklet called Spending Plan Solutions. It's really the simplest little tool that we have to help you get on a budget and to help you save money, help you take advantage of the opportunities to be a wise steward. It's a great little booklet, and it ties very well into what we were talking about today, to be prudent with the way you handle money, to be opportunistic, to see ways that you can be wise, not get in bondage, but be wise with how you use the resources God's entrusted to you.
Well, you can find the Spending Plan Solutions book on our website at crown.org. You'll also find the other books in that series as well. And for those of you living in the Chattanooga area, don't forget tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6, Chuck and Howard Dayton will be up there at Brainerd United Methodist Church, and you can check with the radio station directly for that information. Well, we're about out of time for this edition of Money Life. If you missed a portion of the program, you can always go back to crown.org and hear it again. Or better yet, sign up for our podcast, and that's free, and we'll deliver Money Life right to your computer each day. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, I'm Dave Ball saying thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.